The Steve Cochran Show.
Sandberg's here, producer of the program.
You know, I have a new husband.
Loyal means business. Comcast Sportsnet.
There's some systems at the house.
Wait, what do you mean by systems?
Here we go.
So we have a list. So on the list, yesterday, there was Diet Coke. He drinks Diet Coke. So I bought some Diet Coke. So I brought it home from the grocery store. And there's an empty Diet Coke box sitting on the counter next to the refrigerator.
You cannot be serious!
Wrote it on the list, but left the empty container sitting on the counter.
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
He works at night, so I waited for the phone call.
Did he know something was wrong at that point?
Oh, yeah, he did.
Hey.
I said, I bought Diet Coke, but the empty container was sitting on the counter. Were you keeping it for something?
Hello? Hello? Don't hang up on me. I want to talk to you.
You ever catch yourself in the middle of these moments, these Sandberg moments, where you go, maybe Steve's right. Maybe I am nuts.
That's amazing!
You're crazy!
Oh, my God. That still is the funniest thing I've heard.
Sandberg's here. This is Mary Sandberg. She's second in line for seniority in the Mary tree. So it's Mary Vandeveld, and it's Sandberg on the show, for those of you who are new to the show. And her husband, Pat Boyle, from Comcast Sportsnet, which makes her Mary Sandberg Boyle. No, Mary. Yeah, that's right. Mary Sandberg. Well, and I understand there's been another incident in your life that needs to be addressed.
There has.
All right. What happened?
So we have in our bathroom, we each have a sink and we have our own set of drawers and things like that.
And you and Pat.
Pat and I, my husband. Uh-huh. And so I'm one of those people who doesn't like stuff out. So
what?
I know. Go figure.
What a mess.
Right?
Just like things, even stuff I use every single day.
Everything has a place. Put it back.
Yes. The only thing that sits next to my sink is a Dial foaming hand soap. And I only use foaming hand soap. And I only like the clear one. I don't like the green one. I don't like the peach colored one. So that's the only thing. And then these little...
You
like,
aren't telling your therapist all this, I
know.
I want to ask, where did she put her toothbrush?
Well, see, I...
But I don't want to.
That's a great point.
Interesting that you bring up the toothbrush.
Where is your toothbrush?
This is what the story is about. So I, in my drawer, I have these little like basket things, and my toothbrush goes in there.
Okay? In your drawer?
In the basket?
Yes.
But your toothbrush is wet after you use it.
It's not very clean. It's a mesh basket thing. It's designed for this, people.
But, you know, when you close the drawer... Your wet toothbrush is growing mold on it, and then you're going to use it the next day.
I change my toothbrush. My system of toothbrush changing out is...
Every day?
And I use... No, not every day, but I also use the Oral-B, and I get the soft
head. Mary, I don't know. I don't like the sounds of this.
So this is
a wet toothbrush in an enclosed situation.
That's not good. It needs to be standing upright. It needs air.
Yeah.
It sounds to me like you could be a little dirty, Mary.
Oh, don't say the
I am not dirty.
The D word.
I am not germy. I lay it. It lays on its back. Oh, the little toothbrush.
The worst possible development.
I hear mold actually grows up.
It does. Way. It does. Yes.
Stop it. So this actually has to do with a toothbrush. So Pat never has adopted the drawer system.
Oh, because he wants
smart
to be
man.
Healthy.
Well, but I always do the drawer system. There's no container to put a toothbrush in or a razor or your toothpaste. So it just kind of sits around.
Sure, sure.
And so when we came back from Michigan yesterday after we were up there for a funeral, and he comes in the kitchen, he pulls out a one of our highball glasses, like a rocks glass, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, hey.
By the way, he's not drinking highballs, just
no,
so we're clear.
No. And he's like, is it okay? I was thinking of using this for my toothbrush and my razor. And I'm like, now, I know when I'm being asked that this is insane that he even has to run it past me. I mean, I know that this is because I...
Well, here's what's funny about that question. I know you well enough in a year. What have I known you? A year? Year and a half?
2 years, yeah.
I know you well enough in 2 years to know that's not going to pass. That's not going to get cleared by the tower. Secondarily, the idea that he did ask is amusing on a lot of levels.
I could hear the Psycho theme in the back of my head like playing a little bit.
Wait, would this be on the counter?
Yeah, he's going to put it on the counter, but it's so I'm.
What about the feng shui?
Well, I know, and so I mean, it's not feng shui because he's just laying it there on a towel anyway. But still, I'm more like well, we've got 10 of those glasses, and now there's only going to be 9 in the cabinet, and I'm going to look at that hole the whole time, knowing that this glass is in the bathroom.
Hold on a second. So the problem wasn't – see, I'm totally wrong. I thought the problem you'd have with it is the appearance of a highball glass in your very carefully designed bathroom. But your concern is it messes up the order of things in your kitchen cupboard.
Yeah, so I responded.
Wow. I would have thought the way you thought.
Yeah.
Me too.
I said, oh, well, why did you choose that glass? That was my response, as opposed to just saying something normal like, sure, no problem, because why would I care really, but I do care.
So you said sure.
Well, I said, oh, why'd you choose that glass? And he said, well, because the other one would be too tall for the razor. And I said...
Love that this was a discussion.
I know. And the look on his face is like he knows that this means a lot, like this is a problem for me. And
sure.
I was like, I had to really hold in all my, what I really wanted to say. And I said, okay. And then I'm like, I'm going to get you actually something that's designed for a toothbrush and razor. Like a container. And so, but I've walked past the cabinet with the glasses since yesterday, a couple times yesterday looking, and I'm like, I pulled one of the glasses down so at least the bottom row is full now. But I know that there's this missing glass and it's in the bathroom and it really doesn't hold it well. It looks, it's
you
not
gotta
right.
You got to go. Listen, you got to go. You got my clearance. You can leave right now and go to Bed Bath & Beyond. Wait for them to open.
Yeah, I got the coupon right
and
here.
And get whatever. Yeah, and take Mary's coupon and get whatever you need because this is going to make your head explode.
You know, as an investigative journalist, Mary, I'm dying for you to invite me over so I can take extended trips to the bathroom, other rooms, just
to check
data.
Out.
You know what would be fun is to go into Mary and Pat's house when they're not there and just rearrange everything.
Oh, my God.
And when we were, and I know.
Right? Wow.
And I just told Pat on their way up to Michigan on Sunday, I said, hey, I need you to really support me on something. And he's like, what is it? And I said, we need to be harder on the kids and how they keep their sink in their bathroom when they're with us. And I'm like, I'm crazy. This is sounds like, because there was water all over. Is that really?
Water droplets, you mean?
Yeah, water. And like sometimes they don't rinse the toothpaste down. Mostly this is Patrick. I can't really say it's Catherine.
Who, by the way, is, for those who don't know the show, a little boy.
Right, a 10-year-old boy. Yeah, and so probably he's really knocking out of the park in 10-year-old boy world.
Can I just defend? I know the word's weird. Can I defend?
No, here's why. Okay,
let
me explain.
For 1 second.
Okay, but hold on. Let me explain. You're crazy. Here's Andrea's crazy version of this.
No, don't drag me into the crazy.
No, here's why.
I'm just going to defend
her. Here's why. Dave will back me up on this. Because nothing makes you more uncomfortable when you feel tension in the room.
No.
So you have to defer the tension
now.
Well,
I just understand now a little better. You don't want toothpaste or mouthwash or whatever it is in the sink, so I understand. So that's where it started with the kids, their sinks. You wanted them clean, and you want to set the good example.
Right.
And we recently did a story about toothbrushes and the matter, I'll put this as nicely as possible, the matter that could be floating around, like the dust particles and the other matter, we'll call it, that's floating around. It's more sanitary to have your toothbrush in a drawer as opposed to being upright. And
whoa!
You're talking about matter that starts with an F?
Okay, we don't need to go into it, but it is cleaner
to have it put away.
Yeah. So that's the only thing I'm going to say. And
Texter 630, Mary, the first step to recovery is admitting you have a problem.
Sorry, Mary, I was trying.
I agree. Hey, thanks, Andrea. I felt the support.
847, the girl needs help. I believe they're talking about you. We have a dental hygienist that said never put a toothbrush in a drawer. They always should be standing straight up.
I got
But
one.
Then
LOL.
We have this from the 708. Tell Mary I 100% agree with her on the glass thing. And then from the 815, Pat should run and not look back.
I got one from a friend of mine, though. She's making me look normal about house stuff.
There you go. See, I love that friend.
Mary, I just think you need your own bathroom. You need your own bathroom.
I know.
No, I'm going to be honest with you. You need your own house.
And I will say, Pat is a really great husband. He's a great man. He's a neat freak, clean freak man. Mm-hmm. So I just happen to be so extreme that... Mm-hmm. It makes him look like he's got some flaws, but he doesn't really in the whole.
Do you guys have a prenup? You've been married like a year.
We don't.
Because your prenup should have just like all you need to fill in is the date.
No.
I knew there'd be one too many glasses moved. I can't take it anymore. Pat, just put the date in and sign. All right. Sandberg? Yeah.
I know, but this is an interesting story.
Listen, some Texters are defending you.
My wife puts we have a toothbrush holder, right?
With that both would our be the solution.
Yes.
But when, like,
I actually pay a guy to stand in my bathroom and just hold my
during
toothbrush
the day,
until I need it again.
During the day, yeah. She puts that under on a shelf under the sink. So
see, she doesn't want to look at it
either. Out of sight.
Right.
But then, obviously, when you need to brush your teeth, you leave it out.
But see, this is where the separation is for men and women. Because it's like the decorative pillows on the bed.
Oh, yeah.
And the bathroom sink has to look like just right. Who's coming into our bedroom? Who's in there? Who's judging us?
Well, you want
nobody.
I am,
nice
though.
For you.
I'm judging all the time, yeah. Everywhere I go.
But I'm telling you, yeah. Men don't think that way.
No.